You're listening to WWBC Coco, Melbourne, Titusville, 1510 AM, as well as W234BI, Coco, Rockledge, and W264AS, Rockledge, Melbourne, Palm Bay, and 100.7 FM.
Hello and welcome, everybody. You're listening to Kingdom Sounds. We are the radio broadcast ministry for Victory International Praise Ministries. Our address, 250 North Babcock Street in Melbourne, Florida. I am super excited to announce today the release of Apostle Thomas Robinson's brand new book entitled The Paradigm of Man and Earth. You can get your copy today at Amazon, Barnes & Nobles, Apple Books, Google Play Books, Kobo, Walmart, and Target. This book is anointed, and you're going to be blessed at the hidden revelations of the paradigm of man and earth as God unlocks to you the profound connection between the creation of the earth and the birth of humanity. It's going to bring you into a greater knowledge of your identity in Christ and who God has created you to be. God bless you, and pick up your copy today.
Hello and welcome to another installment of the Hour of Power radio program, hosted by Pastor Thomas Robinson Jr. We're glad you could join us this morning as we delve into the Word of God. So prepare your hearts, prepare your minds, and grab a Bible. Now here's your host, Pastor Thomas Robinson Jr.
Bless Apostle Tracy all the way from Detroit, Michigan, and I am D. Leonard Hughes, known across the world as Dr. D. Come and we thank God for the leaders, Apostle Thomas and Pastor Teresa Robinson, and we say hello to everybody in Radio Land. Come on, Apostle, tell them where we're going to be and what's the date.
Well, we're going to be at the Victory International Ministry and the Victory International Praise Ministry International there in Melbourne, Florida. Listen, July the 3rd, 2024 at 7 p.m., you need to come out. There is a move of God on the rise. Wow, what a powerful Tuesday night move of God. God's Spirit moved, people were blessed and touched. Listen, this is your opportunity to see God perform miracles on your behalf. You got a date with a miracle. And Dr. DL, I'm so glad to see what God is doing. It's such encouragement to see how he's touching his people, touching the children, touching the young teenagers, turning their lives around. And this is the opportunity that you do not want to miss. Whatever you've got to do, change your to get there, change your calendar, change your events, whatever you've got to do, just get out there and watch God keep his appointment with you. Now, God is ready to have an appointment with you, and you're going to have an appointment with God, and that's Wednesday, July the 3rd. And you know what? We're already now in the seventh month, but this is strategically the time where God's finger is right on the tablets of your heart, the very desires that you have been leaving God for. Psalm 37:4 says, God will give you desires of your heart when you delight in him. And I want to encourage you, along with Dr. D.L., the apostles, the pastor of the house, and myself, come out and see what God desires to do for you, because your desires are very important to God. Perhaps you may need a financial miracle, or perhaps you may need healing in your family, or you need that door open in your business, or you need that door open in your ministry. Whatever the case may be, God has an appointment with you, and you have an appointment with the Almighty God. And I know that if you would just do your part, come out, see what God is doing, see how he answers your prayer as we speak prophetically to the greatest happening to your life. God has been moving by his Spirit. He's chose this time that we are in Florida for you. This is your appointed time. This is your Kairos. This is your appointed time, just like it did with Moses on the backside of the desert. He experienced the glory, the miracle of deliverance. God built his confidence up to make him a great leader to deliver the nation Israel out of the stronghold. So if that's a stronghold over your life, your family, your finances, we want to speak to your family and your finances and to every area of your life. And we know we have already seen so many miracles, and you too can be a candidate for a mighty breakthrough. Your miracle is in your obedience. Come out and watch God move. Dr. Dale, I am excited. God has been moving by his spirit.
Yes, and that's starting this Tuesday night. This Tuesday night, my friend. That is July the 2nd, and I believe 3rd, 4th, and 5th. There's great things happening in the Melbourne area. Apostle, and even Apostle Robinson that's still on the air with us, I just feel a great move of God. I know I feel there is going to be healing. Listen, Wednesday night is going to be healing miracles. Every night we operate in healing, but especially on Wednesday night. Wednesday night, we're going to see great miracles. That's starting this Tuesday. This is going to cause an independence anointing. Let me tell you something. Apostle, I believe it's going to be healing from heaven. Listen, many that are listening to this great broadcast, this great church victory and praise international ministry, I think I got it right, Apostle Robinson. I believe that, listen, it's time for a momentum in your life. I often say this, if I can get a break, I can get through. And I believe, Apostle, that this season that we're here,
that's
when
fine.
Jesus, when he sent them out, he sent them out by twos. That's a principle. And I don't know too many prophets and men and women of God that work in twos, but God have put us together, and we've been taking this, as you said this morning, and Apostle Robinson said, a compound anointing. A compound anointing. Even Prophetess and Pastor Teresa Robinson, she was ministering. People were, tears were coming down people's eyes, receiving breakthroughs, receiving healing, receiving encouragement for their business. That's starting this Tuesday night, 7 o'clock p.m. Apostle, we gotta push that address.
Yes, sir. Dr. DL, go ahead and tell them. Go ahead and give them the address again, and I know Apostle Robertson will as well, at the end of this broadcast.
That's Tuesday night. It's Tuesday night, 250 Badcock in the city of Melbourne, Florida, starting July the 2nd. July the 2nd. We are expecting things. This meeting was not scheduled on Apostle Robertson and Pastor Teresa's schedule. It wasn't even scheduled on our schedule. We were scheduled to be somewhere else this week. But by the providence of God, I've learned something about the prophetic ministry. We don't operate on schedules. We operate on assignments. You know, Apostle, when Jesus walked the earth, there was no Facebook. There was no Instagram. There was no social media. There was no flyers. But he went through cities, and people had other things scheduled. But when they heard that Jesus was passing by, I'm thinking about blind Bartimaeus. He cried out. You have to step out and cry out, and you have to understand that you need a supernatural breakthrough. Apostle Cook, I feel it. It was a compound anointing. This morning,
yes,
here at Victory and Praise International, I ministered, a prophetess ministered, some of the other, those that's prophetically a part of that ministry, and there were immediately confirmation, and there were signs and wonders. And the Bible says that he will confirm his word with signs and wonders, Father. Once again, this is D. Leonard Hughes, I'm known across the world. as Dr. D, and we've got Apostle Tracy. Apostle, I want you to tell them that are listening about the Sid Roth. You've been on Sid Roth, what, 19 times more than anybody else? Come on, talk about that, sir.
God gave me such favor. You know, that favor came by making sacrifices. See, that's the difference between a moment and a movement. It's called a sacrifice.
Yes.
You got to be willing to make a sacrifice for what you want God to do. If you're believing for a household salvation, it's already done. If you're believing for healing, it's already done. If you're believing for prosperity, you can walk into it. But everything takes off with a sacrifice. What do I mean by a sacrifice? When you make that sacrifice, that's taking up your time. That's taking up your when we talk about seed time and harvest, we're talking about making a sacrifice and come out and see what God does. If you want to see a move of God transition you into breakthroughs, just like I told all of them on Sid Roth shows, so many shows we did together, God proves himself time and time and time again. If you've been following, then you know that you've probably seen him, Sid Roth, and them other networks as well around the world. Listen, we're here right now in Florida, and this is your time to come out. Why? Because Peter and John, they worked together as a compound anointing, and God began to give them breakthroughs and miracles. Then the Apostle Paul and Prophet Silas, they were up against impossible situations in Acts chapter 16. But God turned that impossible situation to what was possible to him. All things are possible with God. They're impossible to us, but not to God. So when they worked together, Paul and Silas, they sung praises. They began to minister to the Lord. All of a sudden, the shackles broke, the chains broke. So if you need chains to be broken off of your life, if you need shackles to come off of your ankles, if you need to be freed from the chains of fear or the chains of doubt, disbelief, are you battling sickness in your body? Are you battling trying to get your business started or get God's favor to open doors for you? Whatever you have need of, you need to come out, be a part of this move of God, and watch God become visible in your life. Listen, when God becomes visible to your life, we become invisible. That means God gets the glory. He gets the honor. And what better way to give him praise and glory and honor is to appreciate all that he's going to do already. We thank God for what he's already done, Dr. DL, but what he's going to do is greater. So you need to be out. You need to come on out, bring somebody with you, let them know that it's a compound anointing. Dr. DL and myself and Apostle Robertson, Pastor Robertson, and we're there. Listen, we want you to come out. We'll give you the address again in just another second or two. Listen, come out and do not let the enemy distract you. Don't delay. Listen, because your miracle is wrapped around your obedience. So come out and join us. I believe that God will show up and not disappoint you because time and time again, he's always come through for his children. And you are special to God. You say, well, prophet, you don't understand what I'm going through. I know a God who does. He knows your name. He knows where you live. He knows everything about you. So come out and witness the power of God. And I guarantee you, you're going to be thankful and grateful to God that you came out. Why? Because Jesus is going to show up and demonstrate his power. He sent them out two by two, and they came back rejoicing. And that's what's going to happen with you and I as we join together under the mighty move of God. Well, Dr. D, I'm excited because we've already seen God move in his presence. It's like Saul entered the room. He began to prophesy when he was in the company of the prophet of God. That spirit of prophecy came throughout the church. Many began to prophesy. Many began to move in their purpose. Breakthrough, deliverance, and miracles took place. And right in front of our very own eyes. And you are the next one in line for your miracle.
And you know, Apostle Tracy Cook, and this is once again, this is Dr. D. Leonard Hughes, known across the world as Dr. D, and the world famous. They know and love him from coast to coast. They love him the most. That's Apostle Tracy Cook, all the way from the Motor City of Detroit, Michigan. I'm thinking, Apostle, about the great revival. We've been working together, and everywhere we go, people say, you guys are unusual, because you don't see what Jesus, the principle, is. Even you mentioned Paul and Silas. Many cities we've been into, and people say, we've never seen two prophets, two men of God, accurate men of God, work together. Why? Because it's a God compound anointing. But I'm thinking about the great revival that we were in Dunn, North Carolina. Come on. I don't know why Melbourne feels like Dunn, North Carolina. Even that church is still going, and members over, I think you said over 4,000 people came all from New York. They drove hours, flew in to be a part of that revival. Apostle, we got about, let's see here, we got about 4 minutes before we give it back over to Apostle Robinson. Talk about that revival. Well, now listen, y'all, it's starting Tuesday night. Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. That is July the 2nd. This week, you said, well, I got plans. This is happening and that is happening. You know the need that you have. Many of you that are listening have an emergency miracle. Can I say it again? You need an emergency miracle. And, Apostle, I feel, you know, we were driving today when we had to get to maybe that or the done on the next or the next broadcast. You remember we were driving, coming back from Melbourne, and we just felt the presence of God, and we looked to the left, my God, from Zion, and there was a rainbow. There was a rainbow. There was a rainbow. And you said, man of God, God is confirming a move of God, a covenant move of God in the city of Melbourne. And it didn't have three colors, but that rainbow had about five colors. Very, very unusual. And it covered us until we got from Melbourne, I think it was about Fort Pierce, that rainbow was there. And we said, Lord, thank you. That's a cut. Listen, Apostle Robinson, we saw the rainbow.
Absolutely.
And those in Radio Land in Melbourne and the whole county, this is a wonderful church, wonderful leaders, spiritual leaders. We've seen the rainbow. We've seen the covenant that God is covering Melbourne, Florida. Listen, Apostle, take about 2 minutes, and then we're going to give it back to Apostle Robinson.
As you mentioned, the Dunn, North Carolina revival, it just was planned to be 3 days. It wound up going 76 weeks because God was pouring out his spirit. So many were healed of cancer, kidney disease, paralegia. I'm telling you, so many miracles. People got blessed financially. God blessed people with houses and lands. Nothing's impossible with God. And I feel that same spirit that's moving in Florida, a revival that can change your life. And we're here together making what? God be pleased. What do you mean, making God pleased? In other words, we want to please God, and whatever we got to do to make him feel pleased by worshiping him and throwing at him and obeying his voice and bringing that message that God's not done healing the nation, Revelation 22:2, that's for you, ladies and gentlemen. You that listen to us right now, listen, you listen to this broadcast because God wants to give you a breakthrough. And I feel that same anointing, Dr. D.L., that we felt there in Dunn, North Carolina. And this is your day for a breakthrough. This is your day for a miracle. And don't you give up. Do not listen to the voice of the enemy. Come out and be with us all this week and watch what God does. Oh, my God. He's already moved. But he's going to do it again. And listen, I prophesy, God's going to shift you into miracle blessings. And watch what he does. Favor. Doors are going to open. Promotion is going to take place. God is going to break every demonic force that's been fighting you. So you need to come out and be with us, ladies and gentlemen.
We're so excited once again that starting this Tuesday night, my friend, this Tuesday night at 7 o'clock p.m., July 2nd, 3rd, 4th, and 5th. And these men and women of God are open for a move of God. We're often saying God has spoken to both of us, Apostle Tracy and I, say I'm looking for cities, I'm looking for places that my glory can be manifested, souls to be saved, bodies would be healed. Oh, my God. Deliverance, family members that's addicted to drugs and alcohol and suicide and depression. Well, Melbourne, there's a move of God. We saw the rainbow today. We saw the rainbow. We were leaving Melbourne, and between Melbourne and Fort Pierce, there was a rainbow. Even those in the Fort Pierce area were looking for you. Now, once again, we got to get ready to get it back over to Apostle Robinson. That address is 250. Here it is, 250 North Backup, Melbourne, Florida. Victory International Praise Ministry. That's the place to be starting this Tuesday. July the 2nd. I don't know why I'm saying January. July the 2nd. There is a powerful move of God. Listen, Apostle, we're giving it back to you. Until next time, this is Dr. D. Leonard Hughes, known as Dr. D. and Apostle
Tracy Cook
of Detroit, Michigan. I'm all the way from New Jersey, and I'm from the brotherly love, outside the brotherly love state of Jersey, right next to Philadelphia. And you've got Apostle Tracy Cook all the way from Detroit, Michigan. And we're in Melbourne, Florida, starting July the 2nd, 7 o'clock p.m., Victory and Praise International Ministry, 250 Badcock Street in Melbourne. Apostle Robinson, take it away.
I want to introduce to you our book, The Paradigm of Man and Earth. The Paradigm of Man and Earth. It's available through Books a Millions, Barnes and Nobles, Amazon, Apple Books, Target, Walmart, Kobo. Praise the Lord. As a matter of fact, if you go to Books a Millions and Barnes and Noble, and the book is not on the shelf, you can always just go to the front desk or the counter and ask for the book. Just give them the author's name, Thomas Robinson, and the name of the book, The Paradigm of Man and Earth. What if I told you that even God, he was talking about the earth and creation, and sometimes we don't understand that he's talking about a renewal also, and I'll dab a little bit into that, but he's talking about the things concerning the earth and a renewal. I'm going to just go ahead and put it out there, a renewal. We see in Genesis chapter 1, verse 28, God telling Adam and Eve to replenish the earth. That means to put something back, come on, to restore. In other words, something was here prior. We don't know everything that happened between verses 1 and 2, but we know a whole lot of things as to what the Bible tells us that happens. And I want to explain this to you in the book. I want to show you who you are. I want to show you that you are in the book in Genesis chapter 1, verses 1 through 13. God was talking about the earth being without form, void, and filled with darkness. But how many know that you you also are without the form of God if you're not born again? Come on. Oh, glory to God. The Bible says we're born in sin, shaped in iniquity. You're empty of God, just like the earth was empty. You're empty of God. Oh, glory to God. And you have darkness on the inside of you. You need the light of God to enlighten the eyes of your understanding. And so God is talking about the earth and the condition of the earth, but yet he's talking about you also. The earth needed a renewal. Come on. You need a renewal or brand new beginning, which comes through Jesus Christ. Oh, glory to God, being born again. The earth needed, come on, the Spirit of God to move across the face of the water. Oh, glory to God. It's a picture of an activation. It's a picture of an activation just before the word comes. Oh, glory to God. You, You needed someone with an activated word, the Spirit of God moving upon the water in a man of God's belly so that the word of God could run up out of his belly like running rivers of water, that you might receive, come on, hear the gospel and be converted. God is talking about you in Genesis chapter 1, and I can keep going down this page, but you in Genesis chapter 1, just as much as he's talking about the earth, what is God, oh glory to God, that you're so, what is man that you're so mindful of him, and the son of man that you come and think about him, that you come and see about him, all the planets, the heavens, the stars, the moon, all the stuff that you created, oh glory to God, and you're so mindful of man. That, you know, David had to ask that question. I know I was kind of, having to straighten it out a little bit, but David was asking that question to God because he was blown away because of the creation of God, but yet God was mindful of us from the very beginning, and God wrote about you in Genesis chapter 1. You might have never seen it. God is releasing mysteries. God is showing us things in the Bible that we have never seen before. And so God is talking about you. And I want you to get this book, The Paradigm of Man and Earth. Oh, glory to God. God is revealing mysteries to his people. Hallelujah. And so this book, once again, this book is available through Books A Million, Barnes and Nobles. You can go online and just put in The Paradigm of Man and Earth, and you can put my name in as the author, even though I'm not the author. Praise God. I want to give the credit to God, and I want to take a moment even on the air and tell God thank you, amen, for giving me this assignment, and to him be all the glory and the honor and the praise. Oh, glory to God. Now, there was a mistake made on page 19 where there's a word that says creation, but it should be revealed, because there are things also in Genesis chapter 1 that was revealed. Okay, all right. And you'll see that later on in the book. Praise God. But anyways, several days ago, the distributors, the publisher and the distributors made the correction. Praise God. So you should be getting your book. Praise God. You should be getting a new book with the correction and note pages added. I decided to add some note pages. And listen up for my email address. If you have any questions about the book, praise God, that you would like to, ask. You're more than welcome to email me. I would prefer that you read the book, so when you ask questions, you can ask.
Hello and welcome, everybody. You're listening to Kingdom Sounds. We are the radio broadcast ministry for Victory International Praise Ministries. Our address, 250 North Babcock Street in Melbourne, Florida. I am super excited to announce today the release of Apostle Thomas Robinson's brand new book entitled The Paradigm of Man and Earth. You can get your copy today at Amazon, Barnes & Nobles, Apple Books, Google Play Books, Kobo, Walmart, and Target. This book is anointed, and you're going to be blessed at the hidden revelations of the paradigm of man and earth as God unlocks to you the profound connection between the creation of the earth and the birth of humanity. It's going to bring you into a greater knowledge of your identity in Christ and who God has created you to be. God bless you, and pick up your copy today.
Thank you for tuning into Kingdom Sounds broadcast. We pray you enjoyed the word today, and if you would like to sow, you can do so at Zelle 321 213-1218 or Cash App at VIP Ministry 250. If you'd like for us to partner with you in prayer, please call us at 321-514-9679. Our service times is Sunday at 11 o'clock a.m. and we are located at 250 North Babcock in Melbourne, Florida, 32935. We pray we'll see you there. God bless.